Prince Fielder is gone. He's a Detroit Tiger. Ryan Braun is back, but it looked like he might have faced a 50-game suspension because of a drug test. Will the Brewers be able to compete the same way they did last year?
Well, I think a lot of people get caught up in what happens in the offseason plus or minus for each club rather than looking at the 25 guys that they've got on their roster going into the battle for the given season. So, you know, the way I look at it, the Brewers are the defending NL Central champions. So the guys that they got right now, I think, stack up against the Cardinals, the Reds, the Cubs, and all the other teams in the Central. And right now I think they've got as good a chance as anybody at being the champs again this year.
I don't want to belabor the Ryan Braun point too much, but it will be a challenge for him this season. Not only will he be under more scrutiny, but he won't have Prince Fielder batting after him anymore.
I think the latter is much more of a difficulty for him than the former.
Okay.
You know, a few boos and things here or there I don't think really affect his play. But when you look at, you know, the lineup, you say, okay, well, you had a really dangerous threat right behind him in the lineup. Now, they go out and get a cleanup hitter who is about a 30-home run hitter and about a 100 RBI producer, relatively speaking, almost every year in Aramis Ramirez. So, again, is it Fielder? No. Is it a nice replica? Yes. And what the Brewers are saying is, and I think they're right, collectively speaking, the lineup is deeper than it was, and you've got threats all throughout the lineup, especially with Alex Gonzalez and Jonathan Lucroy hitting so well in spring training. Really, 1 through 8, there's a lot of guys there that can do some damage. So I think the lineup as a whole is probably even, I'm going to say, at least as good, if not even a touch better than it was last year.
And the starting rotation, pitching, and the bullpen are back nearly completely intact. Can they be as productive as they were last year? Last year was a tough act to follow for the pitching staff.
It was. But you have to remember, too, now you have K-Rod for an entire season. So when this club goes the second half of the season with K-Rod and Axford at the back end of the bullpen, and they don't blow a lead after the seventh inning the whole second half of the season, well, what if you had that the whole first half of the season? Maybe the Brewers don't get off to a slow start. So, I mean, it's hard to replicate a 96-win season, but you have the starting rotation intact. The bullpen, all the key figures are intact, and then the ones that go away, they replace him with Jose Veras, who's looked very good in the spring, and Cameron Lowe can now work in the seventh inning and make a, you know, a little bit more of a comfortable role for him. So this is a situation now where the Brewers pitching staff, it could look as good or if not better than last year too.
Before we go, I wanted to ask you a question on a personal note. You're going to be working alongside Bob Uecker, one of the living legends of baseball, on the radio. You're not nervous, are you?
No, he's made me feel so comfortable right off the bat. And let's not kid ourselves, too. It's a privilege and an honor to be next to him. But, you know, you got work to do, you know, and we've got a broadcast to put on, and we got to bring the games to the fans. But it is a really neat experience to be a part of the broadcast team and be by him every single night.
Joe Block, welcome to Milwaukee.
Hey, thanks for the time.